Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Pamela Payne Foster. Dr. Payne Foster is a preventative medicine public health physician and professor of the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health in the College of Community Health Sciences. She is also deputy director for community outreach for the College's Institute for Rural Health Research. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Payne Foster.
Thank you so much for having me.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the challenges that come with rural health care.
Well, probably top of the list is transportation. When we talk about Alabama, rural health is major because most of the counties in Alabama are rural. We have 67 counties, 55 are rural. And really, mass transportation is not that great in Alabama. I come from large cities like Atlanta, D.C., New York, where mass transportation is better and more accessible. So that's really a major issue, especially when you're talking about trying to get to healthcare providers.
Tell us a little bit about why rural healthcare is so important.
Well, our college actually was founded because we were trying to put more rural doctors into rural Alabama. It was actually a legislative act by Governor Wallace at the time. So that's always our primary sort of function as well. And that's one of the other issues in rural Alabama. We still don't have enough providers in rural areas.
And just why is healthcare more expensive? I've read some research that healthcare is more expensive in rural areas, like that, although that's like one of the poorest areas. How is that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, overall in the United States, it's much more expensive because we're much more technology driven than other countries. It may be just access, trying to get to providers where there's so few providers in rural areas, you have to drive and try to get to where the primary care is, and also specialty care is limited. Most of the specialty care is sort of concentrated in the cities in Alabama. You've got Montgomery, Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile, and the rest of the state is not dispersed out in the rest of the state. So that contributes on the part of patients to their having to spend more money.
And you spoke about some of the issues facing rural communities. You mentioned transportation.
Yes,
are there any
yes.
other barriers that people face?
Well, I'm going to tell you, COVID really brought out a couple of things, one of them being broadband access. So, of course, with COVID, we know that telehealth exploded, so people didn't have to drive to get to a provider and get care. But if you don't have good broadband access, telehealth is really an issue. The other issue, you know, I talk a lot about social determinants of health, and one of them is education. And so without that broadband access, those kids in the rural areas really didn't have that access to education during COVID. So that's another issue we have to really kind of consider. And I know there are a lot of bills and talk going on about really providing more broadband access in rural areas.
And you mentioned the doctors. How important is it for you all to try to get some doctors in those areas?
Oh, very, very important. We have some pipeline programs that have been pretty successful. One of them is called the Rural Medical Scholars Program, where we take kids that are from rural areas and then put them into med school and then into we have a large family medicine residency program and then put them back into those communities because the research shows that kids that are from rural areas are more prone to go back. We've done really well in the northern part of the state, the southern part of the state. The Black Belt we have not done. In the middle central areas of the state we have not done as well. So we're still working on that, but we have had some success in putting doctors back out into rural Alabama. So that's really a lot of our mission. And we've added on other programs. So that's a program to get college graduates into med school. They do an extra year, they do a master's, and they get into med school. We've got some high school programs. We know that the younger we begin, the more successful we will be. And we just started one with college students who are from Alabama. So some of them go to Alabama colleges, but one of them, One of the students is at Yale and some other colleges throughout the country, but we know with them being from rural Alabama, their likelihood of coming back is strong. So really proud of those programs.
Why do you think it's such a challenge to get students to go back, or even anybody to work in rural areas?
I mean, one of the factors, I've done some research on this myself, is when you marry, your spouse has to have a job. And we find that a lot of our residents and or physicians, if they want to go to a rural area, if their spouse can't find a job in the rural area, that's going to make it difficult for the physician to go. Education, people are concerned about how they want their kids educated. Cultural issues, so all those things play a factor. But we know there are some there are commuting patterns. So, for example, if a physician wanted to practice in Greene County, they could commute from Tuscaloosa. If they wanted to practice in Tuskegee, Alabama, they could commute from Montgomery. So those are things that are changing that kind of help with some of those barriers.
Now, we've talked about the barriers, so how do we improve it? How do we overcome these barriers? How do we make it better?
Yeah, so those pipeline programs have been replicated. We were the first branch campus. You know, we have three branch campuses, UAB School of Medicine, to do these sort of pipeline programs. Huntsville followed us. I'm not sure about Montgomery. Montgomery is the other branch campus. So more and more replication, because they do work. They it's a lot of time commitment. But we've had success stories where we've actually, one of our former students came back to interview for to be on faculty with us. He had been in the high school program, then he went into the minority after college program, and then he decided he didn't want to go into medicine, but he got a PhD and went off to become a professor at Mississippi State, and now he's coming back. So that's definitely a success story as well. And other examples of some of the kids that have been in our high school and college programs, and then the rural medical scholars who have come back. So that's a great, great, great thing.
Any other programs you would like to mention concerning the rural?
There are others across the country who have also looked at what we've done here in Alabama, southern states, midwestern states, who have also looked at those programs as well. I think also probably maybe leadership is important. You know, our deans, of course, we had the support of the legislature at that time and still do. So I think leadership development around these issues as a national issue, particularly in the South, to really develop more med schools, really having incentive programs. There is another program, I think it's sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield, where they're really trying to encourage kids to go into primary care, because, you know, of course, a lot of medical students go into specialty care, but we need primary care doctors, and we need them in rural areas as well. So any of those incentive programs where they actually pay their tuition and give them a stipend is really a good incentive to try to track medical students into those areas where we know it will help rural areas.
And we want to thank you so much, Dr. Foster.
Thank you. There's one other area I just wanted to touch on. The other thing COVID brought out was food insecurity as a major issue in rural areas. So I now see organizations really taking that to heart. So just wanted to mention that as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Foster.
Thank you so much
for joining us for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.